Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Welcome back to Tip Today. A listener says, just to draw a line under what we've been discussing so far, a listener says, how dare that speaker refer to the people of Roscrea in the same breath as the IRA just because they said they're not gone away and I'm Irish and I'm proud of the flag. Keep those texts coming in, 083 311 3311 or 1800 938 007. Delighted to be joined in studio now to talk interiors with Karen Prendergast. Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about my favourite this morning. I love bathroom refurbishments. Pinterest, it's my favourite thing. Yeah. I love it.
And
I
suppose,
are the trends?
For me, every week there's somebody ringing looking to gut a bedroom or do up a bedroom or whatever. A couple of people a week maybe. So it's, in the last 2 years, it kind of seems to be really in vogue to do up your bedroom. And of course, other people then, maybe they have the old style bedrooms, the green ones or whatever, and they're in 30, 35 years and they just need to get it out and want a new bedroom. Or a lot of people are taking out their beds. A bit controversial, but the beds are going.
I couldn't be parted from my bed.
Yeah, not everybody, but I would say it's probably 65, 35 beds going.
They'll regret it.
I know.
Would you say that to them?
Yeah. And again, it depends on the person. It depends on the situation in the house. Somebody might have health issues and they need a walk-in shower
that's
area
yeah.
and that they haven't got room for the bed anymore. I've often ended up putting the bed in the room adjoining the bathroom because a person needed a wet area, a wet shower room, but they still didn't want to get rid of their bed. And one or two cases, we've actually put the bed in another maybe bedroom.
Right.
So it's easy pipe it. It was easy pipe it then from the bathroom to the next room.
Yeah.
Just if they wanted to keep their bed. So, I mean, the options are endless, to be honest.
I think we've changed how we look at the bathroom now as well. Like, it was a functional room before, whereas now I think we want a bit more of a spa-like relaxation
place.
We
do, we do. And I think for a lot of people now, when they're changing, they're taking out their sink. And, you know, if we're talking about a small job in a bedroom or a big revamp, nearly everybody wants some storage, don't they?
Yeah, definitely.
So before, we never ever had storage. We were lucky if we had a hook in the back of the door, which everybody would have had genuinely for a couple of towels. But now people want it more streamlined, more spa-like. They want storage. Some people want more than just a vanity unit underneath their sink. They want another unit in the bathroom that's going to house all their towels and a lot more bits and pieces than you would fit just in a vanity unit. So I have some ideas that I might run by you if that's okay. So I'm thinking, when I was thinking about what I'd talk about this, I thought that bedroom essentials are the first place that we should start. So for me to have a successful bedroom design, I think these six things, you definitely need them. You might agree or disagree with me. The first one is you have to have, it goes without saying, the tile enclosure, the shower enclosure tiled.
Okay, yeah, totally.
And the tiles need to be on the walls and in the floor in that area.
It's now, nice to have, do you know the boards you can get? The waterproof one, they look like tiles?
They do.
There's
a couple of different brands and there's some new ones on the market now and they're very good too. So they're probably the same price as tiles. They won't be cheaper. They won't really be that much cheaper. And it's just that if you are putting them up, that you get somebody that's used to putting them up, that you won't have any leakage in behind that's going to cause damp and whatever and the whole lot. But they do really work.
Yeah,
it works very well. And there is a new company in Ireland now doing fantastic newer designs.
Oh, I thought they were way cheaper than tiles.
Mm-mm.
No.
Well, I suppose they are in a whole bathroom. So if you were looking to tile a whole bathroom, so we say a standard bathroom that would have a bed in it, that kind of size bathroom, not huge, a standard bathroom, for tiles and to get it tiled on the floor and all the walls, I would say you're looking between 2,500 and 3,000 euros.
That's just tiling?
That's just tiling. So that's for the tiles, the grout, the adhesive and the tiler, somewhere around that money.
Okay.
Okay. 2,500 would be a kind of a good...
What's the average cost of a bathroom refurbishment now?
Again, depending.
Of course, it depends how big it is.
Depending on what size it is, because the size will determine then the cost of the tiles and the tiler. That's one thing. The mood board I brought in today, the behind the shower enclosure is tiled, floor and wall, and only the floor. So that's a much cheaper option. But if you're talking about revamping a whole bathroom, taking out the wear, buying new wear, buying a vanity unit, tiles and the whole lot, maybe a window treatment. A lot of showers mightn't have a vent or extraction, so that costs as well.
Yes,
really important. So you're looking kind of 8,000.
Ouch. Do you know what I'm seeing everywhere as well? LED mirrors.
Yeah.
But they're saucy enough, aren't they?
They are saucy. Again, starting at around 300.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But they are nice.
They are nice. You can see where you can get lost with the cost of a bedroom. Yeah. So say if you do want to tile the whole lot, if you're looking then for a vanity unit, if you're looking for an LED light
over the whole lot,
and then depending on the hardware in your bedroom as well, it doesn't long add up.
No, it doesn't. But then I suppose you are investing in it because you're not, like, I think the bathroom is different to other rooms. You're not going to be doing it every couple of years.
No, I would say I'm going back to many moons ago. I had 3 en-suites and a main bedroom, and in the en-suites I only had the floor tiled and inside the shower enclosures in each one, and in the main bedroom I had a freestanding bed. I painted it black on the outside and it was an old bed and resurfaced. It was gorgeous. The inside, and I had a timber floor in that. I had no tiles. So it depends on what the function of the bedroom. It depends on what style the person likes, and some people just want the whole thing tiled and finished with it. But my issue, for me personally, if I was tiling the whole bedroom, you would want to be getting 10-15 years out of it.
Yeah.
Realistically, yeah, for the cost. And I couldn't look at something for that length of time.
It's hard to pick the tile colour then, isn't it?
It is. You know, neutrals are great, but you're still stuck with that tile. So yeah, I'm a great believer in maybe only tiling some of the bedroom, like I have on the mood board.
Good idea. What I love on your mood board as well, I'm a whore for the gold trim lately. I just love a gold trim. But that's very trendy now as well, isn't
it? Very
trendy.
So you kind of have, we say, gold, antique brass, chrome, black. Black is absolutely huge in the trims at the moment. And, I mean, it looks great.
And the grout, I've seen gold grout. Yeah. Some, oh my God, fabulous.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, there's such a selection of go into a bedroom shop now and you have the colour of the year last year and continues on this year is peach.
Love it, really.
Yeah,
so grey is gone.
Peach wear. No, grey isn't gone, but peach wear, right? So peach vanity units.
That's a big risk.
Peach radiators, long radiators, a whole lot. There's one or two in a shop local, and I mean, they look fantastic. But for me personally, would I go for it?
I know.
No, because I feel from an interior designer point of view, I like to get a little bit of longevity, and I like to get what I have is going to last. I'm going to get the best value that I can. That's what I try and do for clients, and I'm not going to get bored of it. Yeah. Now, I have to say, as a person going into people's houses every day of the week, and I see, say I went into your house and you had, we'll say, a green couch, for instance, and I would give anything for a green couch, but my sitting room is too small to take a green couch.
Right.
I have single queen ends in there instead. But I give anything for that. But I wouldn't harp on about it because I know it won't suit.
Yeah.
It won't suit my small sitting room.
Yeah.
So I'm great like that, because if I wanted everything I saw every place else, or if I went into shopping with clients and I saw this, and I'd want everything. So I'm actually very content with my lot. So when I do something,
you're a better woman than me, Karen.
Yeah, like my bedroom or whatever. So I try and sell that idea to my clients as well, that when they're buying something that costs quite a bit of money, and today we're talking about bedrooms, it's better be safe than sorry. So what I've done today, I know I haven't gone through all the
items. Yeah, sorry, I disturbed you.
No, I'm delighted to chat. What I've done today is I've brought in some neutral colours that are great for walls and bedrooms. I've brought in some darker colours that you could use on the walls in a bedroom, but also if you have a vanity unit or any furniture in your bedroom, these colours are going to work great. So I've kind of copied the colours that are in the brochures at the minute, and I'm going to give out those names this morning, so if that's okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to the bedroom essentials. Tiled shower enclosure, number one. Number two, extraction fan. If you don't have one, get one in. The minimum you need is a vent in your wall, and the amount of bathrooms I go into that there isn't even a vent in the wall to leave the air circulate, and they've got black in the ceiling and black on the walls and whatever. So place the extraction fan as near as allowable to the shower so that you get the most steam out. Good lighting is essential, number three. So we've spoken about the light, the LED mirror, spots. I think on the mood board, the spots on the ceiling, 4 spots.
Oh,
they
lovely.
Are gorgeous.
Yeah.
And also lighting either side of the LED mirror wall.
That's
lights.
Gorgeous.
Stunning,
yeah,
isn't it?
Beautiful.
So if I had my way, I'd be going for, if you were doing up your bedroom and you wanted something classical, I'd be going for the spots in the ceiling because they're functional, really bright. And I'd also be going for the two wall lights either side of the mirror and the vanity basin. I think it's stunning.
Yeah, that's gorgeous.
That's really great. So the fourth thing then is our seam-free mirror. So we're talking about an LED mirror with the lights built in, and most of them now come steam-free. So they don't steam up.
Well, that's handy.
Yeah. So if you are buying an LED mirror with the lighting in it, just make sure that it's steam free as well. Yeah. So they never steam up.
Okay. And they're connected onto mains then as well.
They're connected onto mains. Yeah. So even if anybody had, you know, the old strip lighting over a mirror that they've already in their bathroom, that will do them to put in one of these mirrors.
Oh, great. Okay. So it's not a huge job.
It's not a huge job if you have an existing light in around your mirror area. And the other thing is make sure that your shower area is big enough, so that's your shower enclosure, your shower tray, that it's big enough that is easy to access. And when I'm talking to anybody about their bathrooms, I'm always saying future proof your bathroom.
Yeah.
So make sure that if anybody's ever any health issues in the house or are sick, that your bathroom is designed in such a way that it's easy to move about and it's easy to access the shower area.
Mm.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Another thing, toilets, they now come in a comfort height. So a toilet, not to dwell on too much about sitting on the toilet, but they now come in a comfort height. So that is that the toilet...
That looks very low to be comfortable,
yeah,
Karen, doesn't
is
it?
Almost 2 inches higher than the standard height toilet.
Higher?
Higher.
It looks lower.
Yeah, higher, but that's the way the picture is there.
Oh.
So higher. Okay, and that's a comfort height. So it's great if you're starting out and you're getting a new bathroom, go for, it'll cost you a few pounds more, a few euros more, but go with the comfort height. It's much more comfortable because it's that two inches higher.
Right.
Okay. And the other thing is you can see the way this toilet goes right back to the wall and you can't see any of the pipework. Nice and neat and tidy.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than having to clean out the back of the toilet
every
so often. No.
So all the time we're thinking, so when we're looking at all these things, we're looking at... something that looks really well, easy access, and also easy to clean.
Okay.
Because I'm going into houses that years ago, when the house were being built maybe 20, 25 years ago, there was 3 en-suites, 4 en-suites in houses. People are taking out en-suites now.
Are they?
Because they don't want to clean them. People are moving on in age. They're saying, I'm not able to have the main bathroom, a toilet downstairs, maybe in the utility room, and 3 en-suites as well. The women are just honestly giving up. They're saying they're not going to be keeping all those toilets.
That's interesting. Ah, right.
So come across that quite a bit in the last year, that people don't want as many en suites, and maybe they're trying to, they might, if they're very old, eliminating them and maybe turn them into a walk-in wardrobe.
Right. Just before we go, because we're out of time, a listener is asking, can I ask Karen a question? What colour walls would you suggest with cream units in a dark kitchen? I'm spraying my solid oak kitchen cream.
Ivory. He's painting cream. So I would say an ivory type colour on the walls. Have a look at Boathouse White. It's really nice. But I'm wondering what colour cream. So if that listener wants to send me a message and tell me the exact colour of the cream that they're using on their kitchens, I'll pick a wall colour for them, no problem.
Lovely.
But I have a nice cream here. It's called Boathouse White. And if you look up at the colour, it's
would
a great...
Would you have too much cream then, though, if you have the cream units?
We see, without answering... I can't answer the question
you'd
without knowing what brand the cream is or if it's a specific colour. But if the person texts me on, I'll help him out with the colour for the walls.
Perfect.
No,
how will they contact you then?
It's 086-606-9009.
Perfect. Karen, great to have you in. Great
Thank
to
you.
Talk to you as always.
Tip today with Fran Curry.
With Slattery's Garage, puck on. You can't beat experience. With over 50 years maintaining Peugeot cars and vans, we like to call ourselves the experts. Call Slattery's Garage for a free vehicle health check today. 067 24111 or slatterysgarage.ie.